Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mitch.
We're on a number 67 this week.
67 in a belly full of sushi.
I quit today. My hands have found me again. Your lips, your cheeks, the people that you meet. They're not me like they used to be.
Helicopter.
Helicopter. It's like Hello Kitty, but helicopter.
Good to meet ya.
Is it all one word?
Yeah. And it's an 18-year-old girl.
She's only 18?
Yeah, she's 18.
Wow.
From Camas, Washington?
Cannabis?
Camas. C-A-M-A-S. Never heard of it myself either. So don't feel bad.
Are you wearing camouflage socks?
Yeah. I'm tired of... I want to look like I'm levitating.
Do your feet like disappear when you're walking around in the grass?
It works like a charm. Yeah. Freaks out the kitties.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's that ghost?
I know.
With the no feet.
I know. And when I play football, no one sees it coming.
They came and
they don't know where I'm kicking it.
Yeah.
It's just like, bam, there it is. Bam. Like
they look at your legs, but they can't tell where your foot is.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
It is. It's a secret weapon. Don't tell the military.
So last week you had naked ladies on your shoes. This week you got the camo socks.
I like to keep you guessing.
What next? is all your fashion focus on your feet?
I think my feet need to go to space next. They need to go into orbit.
Dude, have you heard about this? There's two competitive like spaceship consumer spaceship.
Right.
Like,
there's the Virgin trips. One. Right.
Yeah. And then there's some other one. It's only like a 2-hour ride.
Yeah. The other one was...
You get like waitlist for good 30 seconds or something.
Isn't the other one, the one that's competing with Virgin, the one by Dick Rutan, the one that's designed by Dick Rutan's Aerospace Composites or whatever, the guy that did Voyager, that first plane that went around the world?
I don't know, but...
Yeah, it's cool.
That sounds like a lot of fuel. It's
a lot of effort and energy.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing race. And, you know, this is the sort of thing that progresses.
We're getting our prepared civilization. for the next
mass exodus,
the next planet.
Yeah,
it's inevitable, really.
Yeah, it'll be a whole new kind of biblical story for civilization, won't it? The mass exodus from Earth.
Yeah,
wow.
Because
by L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, seriously. Because for all we know, no other organism has ever left the planet that they were started on.
Yeah.
Because right. we don't even know that there's life elsewhere anyways to know about.
Well, there's theories that life started here because of organic matter that left some other planet.
Oh, really?
Like meteor hits or whatever.
Because of organic matter on the meteor?
Well, yeah, you know, like colossal like collisions in the universe causing the ejection of, you know, large chunks of a planet or whatever, and thus, you know, throwing like new debris onto other planets.
I read something in a newspaper a few weeks back about how the sun's orbit within the Milky Way as a galaxy, because the sun moves around within the Milky Way, and that every, I can't remember how many thousand million years,
it goes
to a certain point on the in its orbit where it goes outside of like the protection of the rest of the Milky Way, and it's exposed to all this radiation.
Ooh.
So the sun and all the planets within its solar system are exposed to extra amounts of radiation, which eat away at the atmosphere, making it susceptible to meteor
interesting
showers.
And this is happening like next Thursday?
No, it's still like 100,000 years away or something, but it's like close.
Oh, cool. So it's safe.
But
to
that's
breathe.
Like pretty close.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got 100,000 years to figure out how to terraform Mars.
By then we'll be on show 130.
Yeah. And listening to this helio sequence.
Yeah.
Or something. just feel like you're in outer space right there?
That was pretty cool. You know them from, they're old, aren't they?
Yeah, they're, I've been listening to them for ages, but yeah. I don't think I've ever played them on the show.
Well, apparently they have a new album out.
What?
Yeah, it says here on their website, on their MySpace.
What's it called?
Does it say?
Their fourth album?
Something like that. Heliosequence, no. Give me a second. Quick, Mitch, kill time.
So check this out. When I was listening to how I found out about Heliosequence, or yeah. No, this is how I found out about Silver Sun Pickups. Because I went to a Modest Mouse show in Santa Barbara when I was living in LA, and then Heliosequence opened up for them. I thought they were great, and I bought like two of their albums on the spot.
Then in their Cash Money.
Which is, they're an amazing band. There's only two guys. It's a drummer and a guitar player. And the drummer's got all these like pre-programmed beats and stuff that he plays, like that he programs like during the show. So like he plays like really kind of crazy big drums on top of these like super mellow, weird like electro beats that he's already programmed ahead of time. And it's the funniest thing because the top of his head looks like it's going to like slide off because his mouth opens up while he plays. So he's like nodding his head up and down.
Like Animal from the Muppets.
Yeah, or like Guy Smiley. You know, Guy Smiley? Yeah. Like, yeah, totally.
People and, make the funniest faces when they drum.
I know.
It's kind of like sex.
But then they came to LA and I wanted to see them again. And that's the Silver Sun Pickups opened for Heliosequence. Uh-huh. So that's how I found out about Silver Sun Pickups. Small world, really.
Oh, dude. Oh my God. And the Grand Falutes just keep coming. So check this out. They just finished their first album, or their newest album, sorry. They finished their new record. It says here on their blog, we've been working on it for a long, 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 long time. Yes, it's done. We spent the last month holed up in rural Camas, Washington.
Shut up.
In the basement of Benjamin's parents' house, the same place we mixed Love and Distance, mixing and putting the final touches on the new record. We'll let you know all the juicy details when they become available.
Camas, Washington. Yeah. See, it's
same
all connected.
As Helicopter.
We
The synergy in the room.
We programmed this whole show way before you guys even got here.
The research, hours in research.
Seriously. I don't know if you have any idea, but Dan and I are we're organization freaks.
Yeah.
You know, we'll sit there for hours making sure there's a connection. And really, it's up to you guys to figure it out. We're spelling this connection out for you, but the rest you got to figure out.
It's a complex, complex system.
What do you think about
another? We do, because we know our listeners are intelligent.
What should we do? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's really
the most.
Really. We feel like we owe it to you. Mm.
To not just, you know, you can't just feed a Tyrannosaurus Rex a goat. You know, it needs to hunt it.
Yeah.
Like our listeners.
Yeah.
They got to hunt it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
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 Fucking croissant. I wouldn't buy myself a handgun. Why you think, man, I shoot down everyone? Super go running star. But I spent all my money on this cracked out piece of shit called the bass guitar. Well, here we go. Say break down love. Say hello, baby. Baby, lie. I went chinking down at the bars. I went chink driving in your mama's car. Super go running star. Cause right now I'm not really sure if I can drive or shit, but fuck.
Gritty.
Perfect. I mean, that's timing the scrappiest version I've ever done of that in my life.
Anything more to say?
What do you guys? Okay, what do you think? What do you think about that?
I thought that I will name it now, even though we haven't heard, well, you and I have heard, but us and the listeners together haven't heard the rest of the tracks. I will tell you right now, that is the song of the day, in my humble opinion.
That's your favorite?
It's wicked.
Yeah.
It is a wicked acoustic song. That's acoustic, too. There's so much great energy and bounce to it.
22-year-old from Wimbledon.
Good one, Mitch. Huh? I can point at you too.
Yeah, well, there is a big...
No, I appreciate it.
There is a big tennis match going around in his neighborhood.
Time and place.
As we speak.
Yeah.
So that might have something to...
So maybe he's a ball boy there right now. Maybe he picks up some cash.
I don't need to spell it out for everyone, but there might be a connection. Mm.
Think about it.
Yeah. Serious.
No, that was a killer song. What was his name? Did you already say?
Jamie T.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we're finding some hot unknowns today. Between Helicopter and Jamie T.
Yeah. Maybe Jamie T and Helicopter should like make out.
I think it's a love match made in heaven.
It's made right here.
Right here on Notes Underground. That's right. You're here first. You need a boyfriend, God, girlfriend?
We are rubbing our own backs today, ladies and gentlemen.
Blowing our own trumpets.
So we're not getting as many comments as we used to.
No, people don't listen like they used to.
All we get are negative stuff from people.
I think they're
like
all
Amber.
Listening to NPR again. Now this whole podcast thing's calmed down.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh.
Yeah.
It was fun.
You know.
Now that it's basically just scaled down ham radio, you know.
Mm-hmm. And This American Life, it lasts like an hour and a half. You know, that's most of my radio listening for the week.
A long one. We did get a couple related photos.
Yep.
Excuse me. We got some related photos. We got someone here with a black kitty cat.
Oh, yeah. And his pooter.
Yeah.
And we had a ton of comments about the Kanye West cover version.
There are three comments.
I call that a ton. A metric ton.
You guys realize that that's what we live for.
Yeah.
We don't get paid. We don't
get
paid for this.
She wrote us an essay.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Amber.
It's about how much she hated the Kanye West song.
I think that, Amber, you just officially took the prize for the most negative comment ever left on Notes Underground.
Ever left. Yet still appreciated.
She said, I didn't even make it through half of it.
Oh, come on. I think Amber must have woken up on the wrong side of the bed that day because that track was just funny.
The PB&J track is kind of played out now anyways. But then put Shitty Spoken Word or whatever Kanye was doing over it and it's a disaster.
That's what's so great about it.
you ever heard of irony, Amber?
and the fact that everyone's covering it. I think we're going to be following this track for a while, Amber. I'm sorry to say, but every cover that comes up, I want to know about it.
She says, I'm actually one of your listeners that was at South by Southwest. It was going on like a week after I moved here to Austin, and it was hella fun.
I love Austin.
I was sad because Tokyo Police Club was playing like 45 times and I had heard them on your show but didn't get to see them. Mm. But I am going to see them in a few weeks here in Austin because they're coming back.
Wow, cool.
I did go see the Scanners and got to see the Faint play at a free show at South by Southwest. And I must say, the Faint are one of the best live acts I've ever. And if you get a chance, you should go see them.
Well, if we were smart podcasters, we would have found a Faint track for this show. Maybe next show.
I know.
I've never heard of the Faint. Have you?
I don't know.
We gotta look into it.
Maybe.
Maybe we even played it.
We might have even played it. That's how desensitized I am at this point, Dan. Another great act I found out, she says, another great act I found out about during South by Southwest was Kid Sister.
Sounds cool.
If you can get a hold of her track Control, that's a great one. And she is very friendly, and she's all about her MySpace, so maybe she will give you the hookups to play her music. She is a great hip-hop chick from Chi-Town.
Wow.
Anyways, I really have been enjoying the podcast since the mics are so crystal clear.
Yeah.
There we go. An upturn at the end, and that makes me smile.
Mm. The quality's back.
Thanks, and good luck with the spawn, Mitch. Amber.
Yeah, how is the bun in the oven? Toasty?
5 weeks left.
Do-y. Start a countdown Do-y. Clock.
Do-y.
Yeah. Is every time the alarm go off, do you wake up? Is it here? Is it here?
No, but like every once
you,
in a while.
You put on the catcher's mitt?
Every once in a while, Ren, like the baby will kick Ren funny or something. Yeah. She'll give me this look. She'll be like, oh. And I'll be like, oh. I'll like start grabbing shit around the house. And she's like, no, no, no. It's just.
How are you guys?
Just kick me in the bladder. I think I have to go pee. I'm like, oh.
Okay. Are you guys going to go to the hospital? I forgot.
We got a special little. Thing. It's called a birthing center.
Oh, it's like a not a hospital.
They have like
it's a specialist place.
They have like tubs and like big so like if everything goes well, we can do like a water birth.
Yeah.
And if not, then it's more like a home with like a bunch of rooms.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Depending on, yeah.
Have you guys gone there and spent some time and gotten used to the place a little bit?
We went there once. We'll go there again if we can. Otherwise, we will just go to a hospital. My sort friend, of depends on what's going on.
My friend Rich and his wife Anna, they're both from the area, and they had to go through like a whole slew of NHS classes about being parents and that sort of thing. And, you know, they're perfectly nice, intelligent, right. Cool people. And they were they live in East London with us, and they were in there with all walks of life. Everyone apparently going to these NHS classes that you just sort of have to go to or something. I don't know. You guys haven't had to go to any of that.
No, we're using NHS.
Yeah. Weird. Different system.
National Health Service.
Their stories they have to tell about these classes are absolutely hilarious. They say it's run by this really big earth mother Jamaican woman who just laughs like this big belly laugh every time you ask a question. Basically, her laugh is kind of like insinuating, oh, you ignorant idiot. Child. Yeah. And then she tells them what to do.
That's funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. Well, that's cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, getting there.
Yeah. Any day now.
Yeah. Should I read some more comments or should I save them?
Oh, we'll save them for later.
We'll save them for later.
Dessert towards the end.
Maybe we'll do a little more music. What do you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, check it out.
Thank you. room with these chords, this tune in my mouth would form a smile. We lose talk and fears fuel.
Song has the sweet spot.
That reminded me of Sparkle Horse.
Yeah, yeah. And the Sea and Cake and Sam Prekop and maybe a little bit of Calexico Caliphone kind of vibe, but not so Southwest.
And AC/DC a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard a little Slayer.
A little bit of Dr. Dre. A
little Dio.
In there, but yeah.
Yeah, that was gangsta.
Who was that?
The Mutineers.
The loose
yeah,
paint.
Yeah, and the song was Mutineer, right?
Where are they from?
Oh, you got me.
Come on, Dan.
No, it's all part of the game, Mitch.
Come on, you've got your internet right there.
I know. I was too busy just closing my eyes and sailing the seas as I listened to that track.
You were thinking about yellow signs in your neighborhood.
I was thinking about so many things. But
well, that's fine.
Yeah, and that was gangster, and we all like, by the way, it was official. I think it was reported in the news yesterday that gangster rap sales are down by 60% or something.
Really?
And there's the word on the street is gangster rap is over. Really? Over.
Done.
Like the tape, like the audio tape, like the CD, done.
Gangster rap went out with the CD.
Yeah, it's like everyone's sick of bling. Everyone's sick of, you know, bitches and fast cars and people wants in violence and like machismo.
But what's weird is then like a bunch of the 90s bands are coming out with music again, like Smashing Pumpkins and well, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe my whole argument is based on Smashing Pumpkins.
I don't understand your argument. I don't know where it's coming from or how it relates.
There's another band. I had this thought when there were like three bands in a row that were all kind of from the same era, and I think Smashing Pumpkins was one of them.
Right.
But there were others in the mix, and that thought is Heliosequence.
Okay. Keep it coming.
Who else? There's some other new albums that just came out recently. There's, Rage Against the Machine just
Rage
came
Against
back.
Rage Against the Machine, you're right. But that's a good thing.
Yeah, sure. And Pearl Jam's out with their 15th album in a row.
Just stop.
I don't know.
311, back in action.
Come on, there's more. There's the Chemical Brothers.
Chemical Brothers, yeah. But that'll probably be good.
What else?
But what's the point?
I'm getting there.
What's the point, though?
Eventually.
What's this have to do with gangster rap?
I'm saying that gangster rap is being replaced by the music that
nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
People are going to start playing Atari 2600.
Sweet. I'm into that. Little Pong.
You know what's funny is that like nostalgia like that, it only lasts for a minute, for like 30 seconds. You're like, dude, I would love to play Super Mario. I'd love to play the Mario Brothers. And then you play it for like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes, mm-hmm. You know, you get a hold of the retro game, play it for a little while, and then you're over it. And then you want to play the good shit, the new shit.
Yeah. The immersion just doesn't quite match up, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like going back and watching Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater.
It's like Yeah, exactly.
You're just not going to get it anymore.
Why would I play Pong when I can play Wii Tennis?
Yeah.
You know?
Have you played the Wii? Do you guys have that at the office?
Well, yeah.
I bet you do.
It's it's fun.
Is it cool?
You got to come over. We'll play Wii.
I'd love to. Do you work up a sweat on the Wii?
The Wii is amazing because, you know, your hand movements, like, it's as opposed to just clicking buttons and moving knobs around. It's like your hand movement is interactive.
And there's like no delay. It really feels direct.
There's like this gnarly game that they have out for the Wii where you're like a serial killer.
Ooh.
And you've got the Wii controller and you have to like stab
people.
And like, you know, you like stab and dig and slice
really?
And stuff. And
twist the knife and the whole deal.
Exactly.
Holy crap.
It's totally gnarly.
That's ridiculous. That kind of goes against the Nintendo theme
and style. I think
there's certain
places where it's like countries where it's not even allowed to be
sold. I'm sure. I thought, because Nintendo's always been about the candy-coated dream kitty land.
Yeah, but they're just a hardware provider. If someone wants to make a game for it, they don't have any.
I always heard they had, no. I always heard that Nintendo had a real stranglehold over who could make games and who couldn't. Like, most systems do, but Nintendo always really had a theme and a target audience and that sort of thing.
I don't know.
Ooh. Mitch, listeners, tell me if I'm wrong. But I swear to God, where is this niche video game market? The video game market that is specifically about making video games for small niches all over the place. Video games, everyone out there is about hitting a large, you know, common denominator audience of some sort. But where's the ones that are really for like little niche? Like, I don't know. What can I? Of course, like.
You're losing me here, Dan.
Okay, come on. Of course, like the biggest, most obvious example. Right, would be sex video games.
All right.
Why? This would be a huge moneymaker. It would be guaranteed, would it not? Because everyone has one of these systems. The internet is like
80%.
Are
you talking about Wii or PlayStation 3?
Wii, PlayStation, any of them.
How do you know they're not out there?
They're not.
How do you know?
You would know about them if they were. The whole world would know about them because they'd be selling millions of units.
Then it wouldn't be niche.
But this is what I'm talking about, though. You see, there are obvious holes not being filled.
Ah,
pardon the
no
pun.
Pun intended.
Pardon the pun. There are obvious holes not being filled here. I just stepped right into that one. Sorry.
Won't do it again.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really a little. I met a guy at a party the other week who said he was a video game designer for himself. He just started up his own little company.
Yeah.
And I got
a cool hang out,
but we were kind of drunk. I don't remember much of it, but yeah.
And he's gonna start making S&M games.
I'm hoping, you know, something different, something that you would never find.
I bet there's a lot more out there than you know. I don't even know about.
Well, maybe for your PC. I'm sure there is for your PC. But what about for like dedicated games consoles?
But those are actually pretty niche in and of themselves.
Are they?
Yeah, I mean,
no. The
heavy gamer. That's the whole thing with the Wii, is that they're trying to go for mass audience. They're
mass
trying to say,
kiddie audience.
What's that?
Mass child audience.
No, they're going for adults too.
Mm.
They're saying they realize that hardcore gaming has been alienating a large percentage of people that might otherwise play video games.
Right, right.
So they're like, well, let's put tennis.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, tennis has been around for ages.
Yeah, but let's pump up the balloon and watch it explode. Yeah. And that's funny because we're at a party game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
5-minute games instead of 3-hour games with the headset online. I could kill you.
Yeah. Well, know? I guess that all was kind of, that whole like iceberg was kind of starting to get cracked down by like the invention of the dance mat and like Sim City and Sim House or whatever. Because apparently Sim House was the first game that really kind of spanned the gender gap and got like where girls were buying it as much as boys.
Dude, speaking of Sim House, have you ever played Second Life?
No, I'm scared to death of it. I know about it. I know a lot
about
it.
It's like MySpace meets Sim City.
Yeah, but I don't want to touch
Sim
it.
Sim Earth or whatever.
It's a whole, I have enough trouble with this life. I really do. I say that with all honesty and it's not a joke.
Dude, it took me 2 hours just to make my character.
Exactly. I don't have this time.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, you could dedicate your entire life to making money on Second Life. Like people, there are Second Life millionaires who are legitimate real First Life millionaires.
Like selling real estate.
Yeah.
Selling
real estate on a server somewhere in the world with like some 3D shit. It's ridiculous.
And it's artificial scarcity too, because it's like, because it's the internet, so there's infinite real estate.
Exactly.
So the real estate isn't about like...
But there are neighborhoods. But the other thing though is that apparently you can teleport anywhere on Second Life. Like there's no travel time.
Right. So it's like
then
the
what makes any place better than any other place? Everything is a neighbor if you can just teleport. So there's no such thing as neighborhood boundaries, really.
Right. So real estate is irrelevant.
It's like one colossal city, more or less.
Yeah, but there's a difference between teleporting somewhere and walking somewhere. It's much quicker to walk somewhere. It doesn't have to load. Like to teleport, you have to like sit there and wait for it to load the new environment.
Really? Well, and there's the chance of stumbling upon it, but there's no like advantage of positioning if you can just teleport. I mean, then you're just talking about broadband speeds and that'll change, but
yeah,
it's
not
unique.
A problem. Not a problem to live out in the country because you can just teleport into work.
Straight into the city.
Yeah. Pretty sweet.
I don't have the time. Just don't have the time. Don't have the time for Facebook either. So stop emailing me, Facebook.
Stop emailing me.
Makes me want to punch you just a little bit.
Just stop emailing me. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for that line, Christine.
Christine's email. That's so funny.
Packed us up earlier.
So Christine writes an email, a comment as well. The day after Amber did. And she says, "Hey guys, good show. I think it was one of my favorite shows since I've been listening."
Wow.
Well,
it was a good show.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty amazing. So, yeah. She says, "I love the first track by Jim Bianco."
Mm-hmm.
"I immediately thought of Tom Waits. He definitely has that Tom Waits growl."
Yeah, that was a good find, Mitch.
"I thought the Kanye West track was brilliant." "Just because it was so bad. And I usually want to punch him in the face a little bit."
That cracked us up. It's like,
how do you like
poke?
How do you punch someone in the face a little bit?
Yeah, just
like
with your
either
fist,
do or you don't.
In the nose, just a little bit.
"But I thought the track pretty much summed up why I feel that way. So thanks."
Yeah.
"I also really like the Vaseline's track."
Mm-hmm.
"Good show.
Their quality."
So. And then here's one more from Rory. Two days later, Rory says, "Hello there, fellas. Nice chosen. Jim Bianco was great, and the Kanye West track's so funny. Is that dude for real? Ranting and raving like anyone cares? Oh, well. I guess he's just making art for the people, and who can argue that?"
No one. He's just misunderstood.
So I'd like to see a few more photos on the Notes Underground.
Yeah. It's good to see that we have some Apple Mac geek listeners with multiple monitors and, very comfy chairs. Apparently they never leave.
And cats. Don't forget cats, because we love cats.
Yeah. I think that cat might actually,
hurt.
Measure up quite well to my cat on the cuteness meter.
So if you have a Flickr account and you listen to the show, send us a photo.
Just tag your photo
tag
with Notes Underground.
Notes Underground, and it'll show up.
Wicked. I got to do that, too. I need to preach the gospel a little
bit.
Come on, Dan. Send a few of mine out there. Show you where I'm listening from.
Don't be a jerk.
Yeah. What? It's going up next week.
Who do you think you are? Should we play more music? Have we been rambling long enough?
Long time.
We'll play some more music. Sorry.
Encyclopedic knowledge of the previous shows. Oh, that was the show you played Man or Astro Man. That was a good one.
I don't remember that. Hi.
We're just going in the Wayback Machine talking about old shows.
Old shows. Gosh. Back in the day.
Yeah, I guess a little shoegaze music like that'll do it to you.
Yeah, seriously.
Put you in the time warp.
They sound like My Morning Jacket to me.
Mm.
But maybe slightly less country and a little bit more
city.
Western. No.
Less country, more Western.
I don't know. Who was that band?
It was your pick, wasn't it?
People Noise?
Oh, no, that was my pick. Oh.
And you didn't even like your own pick.
I thought it was okay. Yeah. It was good. It was good. It was good. But it wasn't the pick of the day.
It's good to play towards the end of the show and not as many people are listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
They're all out at the copy machine making copies right now.
How many of you actually listen to the complete show?
Oh, they do.
As often as not.
It's the sleepers we don't know about. You know, we're going to get Jamie and Rory and, you know, all the regular writers in saying, you know, yeah, they listen to it because they have a ritual, those listeners. They have a ritual where they probably like come in on a like Wednesday morning or something. They see a Notes Underground show. They have their cup of coffee. They sit at their desk checking their emails, you know, checking their web news and listening to Notes Underground. And then by the time 45 minutes is up, they this is just a guess. Everyone correct me if I'm wrong, but time 45 minutes is up, you kind of like sit back, take a big sigh, and realize that you actually have to do about 20 minutes of real work.
Yeah.
You know? And then you can like go have lunch.
You can't listen to podcasts and work at the same time.
It's kind of distracting. I can't pay any attention, you know, because
yeah.
I wanna know who the bands are and look them up when like I was listening to the show before. I would want to like take notes a little bit on the songs I liked. So
it's academic work, really.
A little bit. It's serious cognitive effort.
some cognitive listenance.
Yeah. The show of cognitive listenance.
Oh, that's a good tagline.
Yeah, it is.
God, we should write a new show.
You should be a marketing dude.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Well, we've got some more tracks, and we're getting a little late on time.
We
so
better
maybe,
just start plowing.
Maybe we should plow through.
Plow the fields.
Should we play No Lock?
Oh, yeah. No Lock was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thank you.
Dude, I like that track.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That put me in a little state for a minute. I was starting to get in, like, in a trance with all the violins and the...
Yeah, somehow we have a cohesive collection of music on this show of sort of, you know, long wavelength, you could say, post-vacation sensibilities.
Definitely,
Mitch.
Definitely.
As you come back from a glorious vacation, the photos of which I've seen and I'm now jealous of.
Yeah. Little time on the island of Menorca.
Yeah.
Off the coast of Spain.
Who can blame you?
Totally earned it, though. Totally earned it. I haven't had a vacation since September. And that was hardly a vacation because I was visiting friends in LA. So, you know, like, you know, when you like go home and visit, it's like, it's not really a vacation. It's not, it's just like,
it's a series of visits to people's houses and trying to catch up in the space of 8 hours or 5 hours. Yeah.
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 Not that I didn't enjoy it or value it, but it was just
good times, but it's not lying on a beach and swimming and eating and swimming and eating.
No.
Although it should be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe when I go to San Francisco next, I need to just say, look, I'll be at this beach. Come visit.
Yeah.
We'll swim and we'll eat.
I know. It's like, well, that's what you want to do, but also you feel like kind of a jerk when you do stuff like that. You're like, well, I'm going to be in SF for 1 week only.
Yeah, come and visit
me. I'm going to be between this rock and that rock most of the time. Except for the beach in San Francisco is like foggy.
Yeah, kind of crappy.
It's sort of like London weather.
Mm.
Like rain.
Minus a couple good days.
How was your 4th of July, Dan?
Well... it actually would have come and gone without notice had it not been for you.
Your phone call
egging me on to at least drink a Budweiser.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
For all you do, Mitch, this Bud's for you.
Yeah. Hey.
That was good. It was cool. Yeah. Fiona drank a beer too, a Budweiser.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she spat it out and drank San Miguel.
What did I do last year? Oh, yeah. Sorry, yawning. Last year I was in Italia. I was in Roma watching Italy play Germany in the World Cup.
Right. Right.
Nuts.
I can imagine.
Nuts.
How do they say it in Italian? Nuttes. I don't know. What are they saying?
Roma. It's Roma. Si. they do the chant. They chant the White Stripes Seven Nation Army baseline.
Oh, that's really?
Yeah. So like,
that makes sense somehow.
That's like the Italian football
White Stripes thing, but that makes sense.
It's so funny.
Oh, that is cool.
Over and over and over again.
Wow, maybe an adaptation could win the next Eurovision.
Yeah, it was totally gnarly.
Man, last 4th, I think I was here. I think I went to a house party with a couple other Americanos.
Yeah,
I've kind of lost my will to enjoy the 4th, unless I'm back in the States, in which case I would have gone to Seabright Beach in Santa Cruz and had my head taken off by a few low-flying fireworks.
Well, pulling out a barbecue just wasn't going to happen.
No, weather was kind of... Yeah. Weather's been insane.
Yeah.
But the best 4th of July's I've ever had are the ones where my danger, my personal safety is at risk. I think that's kind of what 4th of July is a little bit about, you know? Bombs bursting in air a little too close to home, you know? And the fireworks like literally falling next to you as you walk along the street. That sort of thing. That makes it fun to me.
You know what's weird is even...
smell of sulfur.
Even sparklers, They feel a little bit dangerous.
You know? Dude, are we that old? Do you have a bucket of water handy when you light the sparkler?
Well, you know.
Well, the most embarrassing moment of my entire life did start with a sparkler. We won't go into that story. That's for another time.
You can't. What are you talking about? You can't just do that.
It was a chain reaction that started with a sparkler.
And
it was like 5-6 years ago, and I was going over to my girlfriend at the time was throwing a big house party on the 4th of July, and I walk into the house, you know, the house was packed out. I walk into the house with my sparkler on, right? First thing that happens is the smoke from the sparkler sets off the smoke alarm in the kitchen with like the kitchen packed full of people. And I'm like, oh shit, oh shit. So I drop the sparkler and I'm kind of like, somehow I'm flailing my hands about trying to, I don't know, do something, stop the smoke alarm from going off. And I end up putting my fist through a glass fixtured lamp in the ceiling. So now my fist is bleeding profusely and I've broken glass and the smoke alarm's going off and I'm spreading blood like all over the kitchen floor and the party's kind of just left the kitchen. And it's like, hello. And then I proceed to get just horrifically drunk and vomit all over her roof.
Oh, her roof.
And wait, the roof, because I kind of like pushed myself up towards the roof to get away from the party because I was so drunk. And then I just lost my guts, which was, you know, a good helping of spaghetti bolognese all over the roof, outer window, right outside her bed. So like in the morning, stinky. You know, there's just, oh, it was horrible. And I woke up the next day just feeling like the biggest ass Chump. Of my entire life. Blood stains still on the kitchen floor.
Well, on that note.
On that note.
That's an embarrassing story.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'll share something too. I've got, and it's a little bit embarrassing too.
Yeah.
But I love our listeners and I love the show and I love you.
Love so you I'm gonna too,
play,
dude.
So I'm gonna play some Groovesmith.
This is sweet.
This is my blues band.
Your second tour de force after Daisy Chain?
After Daisy Chain.
Yeah.
Before the numerous solo projects.
Egged on by Phil Spector.
Yeah. So here it goes. Don't laugh. And Amber, don't say mean things about Groovesmith. You can say mean things about all the other bands, but not about Groovesmith.
Never. Got nothing to hold my breath.